Bless the Lord. We're going to hurry up and sing and get out the way, but in the meantime, let's worship the Lord together, all right? Make sure you put your hand together. Leave your praise right here. Amen, because he deserves it. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on.
Yeah. to our pastor and assistant pastor and those in our absence. Give an honor to all the elders, ministers, evangelists, deacons, my wife, saints of God. I say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Before we go any further, I have a song I want to play, and it ties in with the message tonight. Number 5, Emily, play it loud. Listen to this, please. Listen to this.
Fortune and fame, prestige, power.
16th chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, what would it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole what?
World.
And lose his what?
Soul.
Lose their soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? I wear that song out in the car. I wear it out. I'm surprised it's still playing. That's the grace of God. I play that song because what does it mean to me? It means that Jesus is everything. Everything. I'm going to try to get in this. I know I'm not going to finish it. You can go to heaven without $1 million. You can go to heaven without prestige and power. You can go to heaven without physical good looks. You can go to heaven without education. You can go to heaven without all kinds of fortune and fame. But you can't go without Jesus. Hey, you cannot go without Jesus. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world? I want to invite your attention to the book of Genesis. Book of Beginnings. And I'm going to give you the subject of this message before I get into it. Because you've already heard the subject in the song. The subject of this message, that's it. That's it, Shia. She's on the wall. And let's say it together. You see it on the screen?
Amen.
A spiritual, let's say it together. A spiritual, intimate, love relationship with who? With God. A spiritual, intimate, love relationship with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I got this message from the song that the praise team sang. What's the name of it? He was singing it the other day. I get joy, and it comes to a phrase in the song, it says, divine romance. When I saw that in the song, it jumped out at me. I mean, it had a lot of divine romance, relationship, a spiritual, intimate love relationship with God. Relationships. There are horizontal relationships, and then there's that vertical relationship. Amen? Now, all these horizontal relationships, let me give you the definition of the word relationships. Connection, condition of belonging to some family, a connection of family ties of blood or marriage. Relationships, a connection. A connection of blood ties or marriage. Amen? There are vertical relationships, and that's only one, between you and God, and then there's horizontal relationships. The horizontal relationships are temporary. The horizontal relationships are only for this life and this life only. Chew on that for a little while. But that vertical is eternal. Yeah. Paul said to us in 2 Corinthians 15th chapter, for if in this life only we have hope in Christ, for if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are as all men most miserable. What's he saying? The hope we have in Christ is not just in this life, but eternal life to come. Amen? That is the only relationship that you and I will take into eternity, is our relationship with Christ. But you first got to have one with him. Amen? Amen? We're going to go there. All these horizontal relationships, they're very important. Mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, grandma, grandfather, they're very important. But the most important relationship is the vertical. The one I have with who? with God. Talk to me with who?
God.
The one I have with God. That verb. This is why we were born. This is why we came into this life. We came into this life not for our own selfish purpose and reason. We were born into this life to have that spiritual, intimate, love, relationship with God. And until man has it, until we inherit, that's an empty being. That's an empty soul. Every man and woman that's living outside of Christ, every person that is degenerating, has not been born again. That is an empty individual. That is an unfulfilled individual. St. John 10, chapter, verse number 10, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come that you might have what? And you might have it more what? Abundantly. You don't really start meditating to give your life to Jesus. What do you mean I don't really start living? I got this and I've got that. I've got houses and land and money and fortune and fame. I can go anywhere I want. I got my own private jet. I got a house in every state in the United States. I've got condominiums over in other countries. But do you have Jesus? If you can talk with a millionaire or a billionaire one-on-one, and they can be sincere with you, you would really find out where they stand with God. Amen? Remember, the most important relationship in this life is your relationship with God. Nothing supersedes that. Nothing. You heard the song, I'd rather have who? That's our testimony, amen? That's our testimony. I got a lot of scriptures like Elder Camp, but we're not going to get through all of them. There's so much to this message, and the more I started studying for it and reading and praying, the more it just started opening up to me. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26 and 27. And God said, you don't have to stand, you can sit. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In his image, God created him, male and female. Created he them. Now let's drop down to chapter number 2. Verse number 7. Chapter number 2, verse 7. That's Shira. She's on the ball. Don't tell me. And the Lord God formed man of the what? Dust of the ground. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. All right, let's skip down to verse 18. I got to do a lot of skipping because of this time and there's other scriptures I've got to get to. Verse number 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And we'll skip down to verse number 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Remember, a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a what?
Woman.
And brought her unto him. And Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be what?
One flesh.
Now, from that, let us go to St. John's Gospel, chapter 19. The Old Testament, in the Old Testament, there are types and shadows of things to come. I want to share this with you because this all ties in with the message. You see in the second chapter how the Lord God caused a deep sleep to come over the man. And he slept. And God took, he opened up his side and took a rib. And with the rib he made a what? He made a woman and brought the woman back to him. Type and shadow. The old adage is the Old Testament is in the New Testament revealed. The New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed. The Old Testament is in the New Testament explained. The New Testament is in the Old Testament contained. Let's see what God did here. Because God is a mighty God. When he made the woman, he had something else in mind. We serve a deep God. We're serving a mighty God. We're talking about relationships, right? 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel. Try to get situated here. Oh, Ken got this big Bible over there. 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel. Let me get it. I know it's on the screen. Hallelujah. God is so good. St. John's Gospel, chapter 19. This is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, hanging on the cross at Calvary. St. John 19, verse number 30. We're going to go to verse number 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, and he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Verse number 32. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first, the other man on the cross, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already. Look out now. They broke not his legs. But one of the soldiers, now look at this, with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out what? And forthwith came out blood and water. When this soldier pierced Jesus in the side, he was already what? He was dead. Jesus is the second or the last Adam, the Bible says. All right, stay with me now. Stay with me. When the soldier pierced him in the side, the Bible said forthwith came out blood and water. Just like in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. When God put Adam to sleep, God took a rib from his side and closed up the side and took the rib and made a what? A woman. Here we go with the spiritual. When the soldier pierced Jesus in the side on Calvary, God was bringing forth his bride. You and I. He brought forth you and I. You and I are the bride of Christ tonight because of the precious price he paid on Calvary. We're celebrating the Lord's Supper this Sunday. Every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper, I think about the price he paid on Calvary. We're talking about a spiritual, intimate love does God have to show you and I? He cares for you and I. He loves you and I. He longs for a relationship with you and I. You can't have fellowship until you have a relationship. Amen? And the relationship that you and I have with him, it is because we have been reconciled to God. He called us back. He paid a price to win us back. In these last and evil days that we're living in, we need to cherish this relationship we have with Jesus. Amen? This relationship we have with Jesus is so precious. Hallelujah. We can't treat one another any old kind of way. We can't treat anybody any old kind of way. Hallelujah. Woo. Because when we treat one another wrong, we're treating God wrong. When we hurt one another, we're hurting God. When the husband hurts the wife, not only is he hurting himself, he's hurting God. When the wife hurts the husband, he's hurting God. When she hurts him, you're hurting God. You see how all this is tied in together? Now we're going to go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Just touching on a few scriptures. There's so many, but I'm not going to get to them. I'm just giving you a little taste of this spiritual, intimate love relationship with God. Ephesians chapter number 5. Verse 22, please. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the what? Of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ, what? So loved the church and gave himself for it. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? Isn't that all connected? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. So much. So much. When we hurt one another, when we mistreat one another in the body of Christ, we're mistreating God. When we mistreat unsaved people, when we don't let our light shine like we should, we're mistreating God. When we neglect to pray, when we neglect to fast, we're mistreating God. We hurt God. God has feelings and emotions. Oh yes. God loves you and I. And God loves, he doesn't want any to perish, but that all come to repentance, the Bible says. But you can't have a relationship with him until you surrender your life to him. Amen? In order to have this spiritual, intimate love relationship with him, you have to surrender your life to him. Amen? And then think about it. Think about the Christians in the early church. Even right now, these saints had their minds made up and they had their hearts fixed. Let me share this with you. We should not be motivated to serve the Lord because we don't want to die and go to hell. We should be motivated to serve the Lord because we love the Lord. Amen? We love him because of his great love for us. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for the great sacrifice he paid, we wouldn't be here tonight. And in these last and evil days, saints are thrown turning their back on the one that loves them the most. We've got to lift them up in prayer. They said G.T. Hayward, and I read this about him. They said he had so much love for the backslider, they accused him of being backslidden. This man had a love for God's people. Amen? Amen. And with the name of God, woo, we got a heavy cross to bear. But God is trying to do something with this ministry. And he is doing something with this ministry. Amen? Amen. Amen. In these last and evil days, you and I need to have spiritual bulldog tenacity. And we need to cherish the relationship we have with Jesus. This walk of God is so precious. This walk of God is so special. You and I are so special. We are the apple of his eye. We are his bride. We were the ones he was dying on Calvary for. We are his church. He's coming back for a church without spot or what? Wrinkle. He's coming back for us. Everybody doesn't fit in that bride category. There are some righteous, there are some that are just, but you and I, we are the elite. We are the elite. That means we're up on the top shelf. We up there in Jesus. And we need to walk like it. We need to talk like it. We need to act like it. We need to behave like it. Amen? God loves us. He wants us to make it. He wants us to have a close, intimate relationship with him. The saints in the early church, and even right now, the reason they could lay down their lives and go to the arenas and die, burnt at the stake, tossed to the lions, and even you got saints of God dying right now for the name of Jesus, is because of that spiritual, intimate love relationship with him. I challenge you tonight. I encourage you tonight to get closer to God. Never mind who's here and who's not here. You're not coming to church to see who's here. You're coming to church because of your love relationship with Jesus. Amen? Amen. We should look forward to praying. We should look forward to reading and studying the Word of God. We should look forward to coming to church. Why? Because I've got this spiritual, intimate love relationship with Jesus. I want to witness to others and share with them what he's given to me because of my love for him. Hallelujah. And in these last and even days, there's so many that are crying out. Spiritually, they're empty. Spiritually, they're thirsty. Spiritually, they're hungry. Just like the song, and I love that part of the song he sung. He is all that my hungering spirit needs. You and I, we have that need filled because we surrendered to Christ. We came to him. Hallelujah. What did he tell the Samaritan woman down in the well? He said that I'll be in you a well of living water, springing up into everlasting life. He loves us. Listen, the unregenerated man, the unregenerated woman will never find true peace without the everybody's religious because everybody is made in God's image and after his likeness. We all have a desire to worship. You can't get away from that. If you don't worship the true and living God, you're going to worship something. Isn't that right? And look at what they're worshiping out there. Some people don't want God. We have a bit at home about water. And this is deep. This is powerful. Water. You know, there's so much water in our bodies, right? Without this, you and I cannot live. 3 days without this, and you'll dehydrate and shrivel up and look like a raisin. Your body needs and cries out for water. Don't you know in the natural, there are some people that don't like to drink water? Why do you think God has so much water on this planet? There's more water than there is land. That's so our folks can get baptized. Hallelujah. Without this, you and I will die. You and I can't make it without this. And this is the only thing that truly satisfies the thirst. Yeah, you'll get thirsty again. But this is the only thing that really quenches the thirst. And God is so awesome. We have a book at home about water and all the benefits you get from drinking it. All the different things it does for the body. And I thought about that. So it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Good Lord, you mean to tell me you don't want Jesus? You don't want that spiritual water that quenches the thirst? Amen? He is the only spiritual water that quenches man and women's thirst. And there are some dehydrated spiritual people out there. This book that we have says that a lot of illnesses can be done away with if people would just drink more water. You can't make it without this. I'm not boasting or bragging tonight, but I stopped drinking soda and all sweet drinks. And this is all I'm drinking. And believe me, I have no taste for soda anymore. This is all I'm drinking. Agua. That's Spanish, sister. I know you know that. A spiritual, intimate love relationship with God. God desires all of us to have. Let everybody say it. Told you, I'm not going to be up here long. A spiritual, intimate love relationship with God. And God longs for every last one of us to have it. Amen. God paid a great price for you and I. And he wants us to have it. Hallelujah. Minister Elder Gibbs.